The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There's a story in the front of the Irish Times that I'm surprised there isn't more clutching of pearls. It's the kind of thing that would drive the people of leafy South Dublin into a terrible shock. Olivia Kelly writes, road space will be reallocated to cyclists. Cyclists, I tell you, of all people across the southeast of Dublin, with measures including the removal of bus lanes in Ranelagh and car parking at Merrion Square under new Dublin City Council active travel plans. For some stretches of the route, existing cycle lanes will be upgraded with curbs and other barriers installed to bar vehicles from driving and parking in them. In other places, road space will be requisitioned to provide new cycle lanes, with the removal of on-street car parking spaces, a reduction of the width of traffic lanes, and in some cases, the removal of bus lanes. If you're in Ranelagh or living near Merrion Square, you come in, are you all right? I mean, this is the kind of thing that normally tends people into an absolute spiral, but all very quiet about it this morning. I'm sure you'll tell me, 53106, if you're fierce upset by it. Someone who isn't upset by this kind of thing is Conor Faulkner, transport consultant. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Jonathan. Welcome. Good morning from leafy South Dublin.
Are you all right? Are you clutching your pearls?
Some pearl clutching going on, but we're used to this. We're surviving.
Let's talk about these figures provided to the Irish Independent this morning, showing a sharp drop in the amount of fixed charge penalty notices handed out by Gardaí last year. Now, this would normally cause us to be quite anxious that maybe things aren't being enforced, but there's two sides to the story.
Yeah, and they may be slightly wonky figures, Jonathan, because last year was the first year out of the pandemic, so some of the patterns are a little bit different. But broadly speaking, on a typical month, the Gardaí and speed cameras and everything else between them will issue about 14,000 penalty points notices for speeding. That's about the average sort of monthly run rate. Now, in October, for which we just have data in the Independent this morning, it looks like that number dropped. So about 1,000 less. So only about 13,000 fines notices issued in October. So it's down. Why is it down? And I guess there are a couple of possible explanations, Jonathan. One which I really do not think is likely is that the fines for speeding were doubled back in October, you may recall. Now, there was no change to the penalty points, but the underlying fine went from €80 to €160. Did that mean that motorists changed their behaviour? Is that why there were fewer of them caught? I think it's highly unlikely. I think it's much more likely, Jonathan, that we're seeing what we've seen before, which is it correlates pretty directly to Garda activity. Number of Gardaí on the roads drop, the number of motorists detected drops as well. So we do know that the most important stat of all, the number of people being killed and injured, that actually worsened last year. So I personally wouldn't be particularly excited at seeing the number of fines issued dropping. I don't think it's telling us we've got a big improvement happening.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be very surprised if this was behaviour led. I'd forgotten about the fines doubling. and that means if I'd forgotten.
Exactly. Whereas if the penalty points had increased, I dare say you would remember that, because the penalty points really do have teeth as a punishment, much more effective than the fines. I mean, nobody wants to part with £160, but we know it doesn't change behaviour, whereas the prospect of getting penalty points does. Very few things control the behaviour of a motorist, like the sight of a speed camera or the flashing blue lights. The enforcement has to be visible and obvious, and then it works. So what I suspect we're seeing is a slight fall off in enforcement rather than anything good that might have happened, unfortunately. Mm.
Now, this includes the GoSafe vans, as they're called, the privately run vans. I mean, they shouldn't have reduced their activity because there's a fixed number of them. They have a service level agreement that they have to provide X amount of vans at X amount of places. So therefore, if you really want to drive into this, it has to be a reduction in guard activity.
Well, I think so, yes. And those GoSafe vans are a very effective tool. They work very, very well. They're paid by the hour to sit there counting. They are not despite what people might say, they are not a money-making racket. That is simply not true. It doesn't matter what the angry bar stool next to you comes out with, it simply isn't true. And one of the proofs of that is that the system actually loses money. It costs the state more to run the service than it makes in fines revenue. So even if you're for your conspiracy theorist, it's pretty hard to make that add up. But nevertheless, you know, the GoSafe fans are out there, they're doing their thing. The Gardaí are out there, they're doing their thing. And motorists presumably are hearing all of the road safety messages. Collectively, we would expect to see those things work. And if they aren't, if they're drifting out of alignment, if our road safety data is worsening, normally the single most important variable there is Garda activity. Normally, now there could be other things that go on, but usually when you see the numbers worsen, you look for evidence that the Garda presence has reduced, rather than looking for some other social factor that has come out of left field.
Well, we have got tens of thousands of eyes listening to us. Well, the eyes aren't listening as the ears are, but tens of thousands of eyes who've been out and about over Christmas. I didn't see a single checkpoint, Connor. And obviously we went from a phase where there was Garda checkpoints everywhere because of the ongoing COVID emergency. I haven't seen a single checkpoint. I was never stopped once over Christmas, even for tax and insurance. I'm struggling to think, did I even see a Garda traffic corps even hidden up a side road over the last couple of months, and I have been out and about.
You were probably passing by too fast to notice them.
They wouldn't have spotted me, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And look, on a more serious point, and I'm the same. I've been, you know, out and about across the country to Sligo and back and various things, and almost no Gardaí to be seen. Now, during the pandemic, quite rightly, for really important reasons, the Gardaí were there, and I couldn't cross the country to Sligo to see my mother without being stopped by Gardaí twice. I mean, I remember being stopped en route across the country and having a chat with a very pleasant Garda about his mother and my mother and how the pandemic was dreadful. But the point was, you saw them. There's no way you could cross the country without encountering them. And that was, you know, important during the pandemic. It's still important after the pandemic. We had 155 people died on the roads last year in crashes. Single most important countermeasure is the physical presence of Gardaí. So the pandemic is over, but that can't mean the physical presence of Gardaí on the streets is over as well. Mm-hmm. We've got to be able to figure this. And other countries seem to be a little bit better at it than we are, even though we've done an awful lot of good work on road safety, and we really have improved. We are one of the best countries in the world, having, you know, 30 years ago we were a basket case. So an awful lot of stuff has been done right by successive governments and by the Gardaí and by motorists. So we're not necessarily knocking. But you know, if we make huge progress on road safety and then it goes backwards, that disappoints.
Now, you see, I was being disingenuous at the top of the programme with the bus lane and the cycle lane and the car parking being removed, Connor, because I wanted to see what the reaction would be like of the listeners. And guess what? They have responded, right? And I want to talk, first of all, about mixed text that's come in. Can I please ask, is the government at any stage going to deal with the physical size of SUVs and Jeeps versus the width of the road space? I've seen several near misses along Roebuck Road and Clonskee due to large cars, vans passing each other very closely owing to cycle lane bollards on their outside. And that's exactly what they're talking about doing here. They're reducing the size of the roadway in places. So if you've got two big SUVs, Chelsea tractors, as they might be known, coming alongside each other, it's you're asking for the mirrors to almost clip each other here. And that's the point. But one serious point that has come in, Connor, which I hadn't actually thought about because I never had a baby that was born in Hollis Street. But it would appear that the parking around Merrion Square is very important to expectant parents who need to get parking there. Are the spaces around Merrion Square not the main areas to park when visiting or attending Hollis Street? All very well, says someone else, to remove car parking spaces around Merrion Square, but what about pregnant women attending Hollis Street hospital appointments? I suppose they could cycle there, says somebody on text.
If
you try to change anything, this is the reaction you get.
Well, true. And we do have to do things, but, you know, we have to continually state the obvious. Dublin needs the provision of public transport. If you don't do that, then nothing else works. If you have a public transport system in the capital city, and it's better in Dublin than it is anywhere else, so, you know, everywhere else is worse, but in the capital city, within the canal cordon, the totality of our public transport is just about capable of taking half the commuters. This is the thing that makes Dublin so different. This is why somebody looks at an Amsterdam or a Munich or a Copenhagen or a London and says, why don't they do this? Oh, look, they took all the cars out of central London. Look, they did congestion. Isn't that a great price? And forget that all of those cities provide public transport. So if you don't like cars on the streets of your city, if you don't like that for climate reasons and you're making a climate argument, or if you don't like it for snobby reasons because you just don't like Chelsea tractors, or whatever your reasons, good or bad, you don't want cars in your city. Terrific. I'm with you on that. Let's do that. It's a brilliant idea. But you will never achieve it unless you give people a public transport alternative. Mm. And while you still don't, then taxing them, harassing them, pushing them around, demonising them, throwing shady, snobby comments at them about SUVs and South Dublin, none of that helps. None of that can help. Because the fundamental problem that you have is not snobs who won't take public transport. It's a city that doesn't provide public transport, so we're stuck in the cars. And as long as the diagnosis is snobbery, have an extra tax, rather than being, we don't have public transport, we need to provide it. As long as you stick in that mindset, you are unlikely to solve the problem.
I also challenge you, Conor Faulkner, to stand in front of a woman who is in labour to say she had to get the 46A in, because it ain't going to be an option. Can I ask you a question?
As a matter of fact, a good pal of mine's wife actually gave birth to their second daughter in the car outside Hollis Street. So...
Okay, well, here's
when you need it badly.
Here's hoping she had a discount on any private health insurance that she had as a result. Aidan has texted in, and lots of people are actually asking this. Is it an offence to warn other motorists that there's a van in the vicinity? So the quick flash that you see of cars coming towards you, is that illegal? I know it's supposed to be illegal if there's a guard there.
It's not illegal, no. There is a clause in the law that does theoretically sort of make it an offence. For example, it was once an offence to publish the locations of Garda checkpoints. But, I mean, that's kind of old school. The Gardaí now do that themselves. The speed camera network that we were talking about, all the locations are published, so it's all very open. So the specific answer to the question is no, that is not, certainly not an enforceable traffic offence. And in the history of the state, I've never known a motorist be prosecuted for it.
Yeah, I remember years ago when I worked in a different radio station, just when the guards had started those speed vans, and we were saying, look, as part of an initiative to highlight speeding, we'll announce, look, there's speed vans here, but they could be somewhere else as well, but they didn't want to do it because they only had the two and they were afraid that people would tweak it, which I suppose is understandable. Conor Faulkner, travel and transport consultant, thanks very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.